The future is no longer in your imagination.
Fostering an open forum.
Never heard anything like it before.
Urban 75 Radio.
This is Offline, recorded live at the Dog Star in Brixton. Still to come, we've got more urbanites talking bollocks, more comedy and poetry from the back room, and amazing vocal beats from rapper JC001. First, it's back to Vic's Cabaret Corner for Sheena Salmon.
The next act is a really top act, and she's a really good mate of mine, or she was until she saw what I'd written about her in the flyer. So hopefully none of you read it, because if you have, she'll fucking kill me. I had to come up with it about 3 seconds' notice. She's a top act, despite the really crap tagline I gave her. So please welcome the absolutely fantastic Sheena Salmon.
You've nearly made up for it, Vic, by the intro. It was pretty good. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, he wrote, what was it, Sheena Salmon? Straight out of Mortlake. Cheers, mate. You know, I'm coming to like a really trendy area, and you've got to like mention the fact that I live in Mortlake. You know, I live between a graveyard and a cemetery. You know, it's that interesting. Right, was anyone here on the May Day 2001 march? Did anyone go on that? Yeah. How long were you in Oxford Circus for? Hours. 9 hours I was in there for. You know, it wasn't our finest moment, was it? It really wasn't. I came trotting out my house, you know, with my May Day Monopoly boards, and I was like, yes, right, off to play May Day Monopoly, and walked straight into that pig pen like a little sheep. 9 fucking hours I was in there. I was in there so long, no sound system, nothing. I was in there so long, right, even the socialist workers had shut up. You know, nothing shuts those cunts up, my God. You know, so 9 hours in there, and then we had a little photo opportunity with the old Bill, and went toddling down Tottenham Court Road, and there was loads of activists standing around outside McDonald's, and the police are on their little walkie-talkie things, and they're going, tense situation developing outside McDonald's, tense situation developing outside McDonald's, and it was tense. It was really tense, because we were fucking starving, all of us, you know. And I walked down there and I saw them, and my heart sank. Oh no, you know, is he, oh for fuck's sake. And we're all kind of hanging around looking at each other going, I'm not thinking about it. No, I'm not thinking about it at all. No, I'm not eyeing up that fillet of fish at all, you know, because we are anti-capitalists and we do not eat McDonald's in front of each other. So this is a little poem for all those people. It's called Ethical Consumer. Okay. My fair trade coffee's running out. My organic honey's run dry. I'm sick and tired of wheat-free bread. It tastes of utter shite. Now, I don't buy Bacardi because they support US blockades against Cuba because of Castro, so I just drink Cherryade. And I don't buy Israeli produce. I think it should be banned, this food that's grown on stolen Palestinian land. And I don't drink Coca-Cola because it's far worse than it seems. It makes you fat, it rots your teeth and funds corrupt regimes. But it's a nightmare in Sainsbury's. Shopping takes all day. While other women count the calories, I'm checking where it's made. My choices are quite limited. I never get a bargain. I miss the buy one, get one freeze and always end up starving. But I'm an ethical consumer and I'm really on a mission. But I never get 3 meals a day and I'm getting malnutrition. I'm an ethical consumer and I walk the moral high ground, but I'm feeling rather weak and faint and need to have a lie down. So if you're after fast weight loss, then comrades, hear my call. Be a real ethical consumer and eat nothing at all. And this next one is just a short one, and this is my life story, really, and this is called Address to the Hippie. I wish I was a hippie, long-haired, loved up and trippy, positively monged on skunk and purple oms. I wish I was a hippie, but I'm just a raging anarchist, a spitting, snarling activist, a screaming anti-capitalist. I stay up late talking shit, drink cider till I'm off my tits, but really inside I'm in bits and I wish I was a hippie. The problem is with me, you see, that basically I'm angry. How can I speak of love and peace and sleep on lentil soup-stained sheets and go on meditation retreats when it just isn't in me? Because politics is how I get my kicks. I was born to fight the system. I fight for the rights of the underclass and freedom for Palestinians. But it's hard work being angry. It's physically exhausting. Desecrating cenotaphs and late-night topical talking. Battles in Seattle, writing articles for snooze. Wombling with the wombles in steel toe-capped shoes. Liberating buildings. My passion burns within me. But I'm getting a bit old for this and I wish I was a hippie. I disappeared right up my arse 1 year on a May Day march. I was throwing McDonald's burgers and fighting with socialist workers when suddenly a thought occurred to me that maybe I should leave this be. Instead of cutting barbed wire, put my feet up and retire. Oh, the things that I would do if it weren't for politics and special brew. I'd read books by Deepak Chopra, get spiritual with Oprah, skin up, get stoned on soap bar. Yes, I think I'll be a hippie.
My own name.
No, your board name.
Lucky.
Why did you come to Urban 75? How did you find it?
I surfed on the net looking for raves, initially. And then I discovered the community. And this was a long, long time ago, 1999. And there are lots of fascinating people there. And, with, you know, just intelligent conversations. And... oh no, he's just run away. And I was hooked. I was hooked just by the level of conversation and discussion going on.
Wait, can I tell you the truth now?
So 99. So you must be one of the oldest members.
I'm one of the oldest members. I mean, JWH, Sam Fallocrat, Vencedor, editor, obviously. A few others. They're a bit older than me. And D, I must mention. But yeah, I'm pretty much one of the oldest, the old timers.
So. Don't you ever sort of wake up in the mornings and think, why am I still on these boards?
No, not really, because there's always... Okay, I mean, they've changed over the years, they've gotten a lot bigger, but that's been a force of the good, because there are silly, you know, people on there now, but that can be fun as well, and there's still serious people.